What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled A Tour of My Upscale Riga Apartment. So I'm here in Riga. I'm about 2.5 kilometers away from the city center. So the farther away you are from the city center, the cheaper the rent is. Now, this apartment is I'm gonna show you guys, can see for yourself. It cost me like $650 a month. That includes internet, heating, and everything. Now, I spoke to a couple of Latvian people. They told me it's not a bad deal at all, especially when it includes everything. So I thought of giving you a tour of it before I make it any dirtier than it already is. As you guys can see, I haven't been here for a week and it's already fucking dirty, but it is what it is. It comes with a refrigerator down here, right? Comes with a refrigerator where I keep my food. Obviously the scale, that's one of those fit scales. I got that from Walmart. Obviously it doesn't come with the apartment. It has a washing machine made in China. Kind of sucks, but it works at the end of the day. It's washing and drying at the same time. I use this sitting for drying. It doesn't dry. It only lasts like 10 minutes. And it really doesn't dry the clothing. But that's fine. I'm used to wearing wet clothing because I come out of the ocean back in Florida, so it don't bother me. So if any of you guys out there know how you can get this machine to dry clothes for over 10 minutes and actually make them dry, you just let me know. So it comes stock to the lot of stuff, guys. It came with coffee. It came pretty much everything you see here other than the food, it came with it. You know, towels, it has a hood, you know, that way if you're cooking at night and too much smoke comes out, you can use this to get rid of the smoke. It has, by the way, for those of you guys, it took me like 5 hours to get this motherfucker to work, okay? All right, for those of you guys, especially if you're traveling in Europe or in Latin America, because I've seen this motherfucker before somewhere in a different variation, to get this son of a bitch to work is very simple. Press on this button over here, and then you go like this. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, Amr, any idiot can do that. Well, guess what? It took me like 5 hours to figure that out yesterday, okay? This button over here, I think it like locks it. That way, nobody gets to play with it. So, again, if any of you come across one of these weird-ass thingies over here, just make sure that, you know, you press this button. Obviously, this is the on button. And then put something on it. Because if you don't put anything on it, it's just not going to work. You know, it might heat up a little bit, but it's not going to go anywhere. So, hit that button. Then, you know, plus or minus, you know, the more, the hotter it gets, the less, the, you know, the minus, the less hot it gets. And make sure you have something on top of it. Otherwise, it's not going to heat up. So let's see what else we have. So it came with all this stuff, guys. It also has a dishwasher, which is made in China. I tried it before, kinda sucks. Plus, I like cleaning my own shit, to be honest with you. I don't know why. I prefer to clean my own shit rather than use a dry machine. You know what, I might as well put this guy over here. I had a company last night, okay, guys? And all I'm gonna say is Yogi Obe's mom did not get her $75 last night. Or Pitch Bill's mom, if I'm in the mood for white meat. Okay, let's see what we have in here. Okay, this is good when we have company. As you guys can see, we had coffee this morning. That's where I like to drink my water from. Ooh, there's straws in here. You know, For $650, this place is enough for, it's probably enough for maybe three or four people. I think this couch can double over, I don't know. It does not have a TV. I don't care about that because I don't even watch TV back in America. I'm not gonna show it up. Oh, look, Bill Gates Sr. Showing up for life. You know, I'd check that book out, to be honest with you guys. I'd probably read that book tonight. If any of you guys see a good book here I should read, let me know. Showing up for life, Bill Gates Sr. That's the father. Hopefully the father is not a bigger loser as the son is. I don't know about this plant, if I'm supposed to water it or not. Nobody told me. Obviously, the balcony over here. Now, okay. For you American guys out there, you all need to understand how this works. Because I didn't know how this worked until my girl came in. And no, it wasn't pay to play, okay? Believe it or not, guys, here in Latvia, if you're a good-looking dude, you don't have to do pay to play here. I'm just letting you guys know. All right. So for you American guys, how this works, okay? If you go all the way up like this, see how you go all the way up like this? See how it comes down? That's for ventilation, okay? This is for ventilation. Now, if you go like this and you go perpendicular or whatever this is called, it opens up. I did not know that until my girl told me so. So this is my patio over here. Not much to look at. I guess if you like to smoke, you'd come out here, but yeah, really not much out here to look at. It's like construction sites. They're probably building more condominiums, shit like that. Yeah, so it's all right. Kind of cold, of course it's cold. It's freaking Latvia, man, what do you expect? So, all right, so let me show you the bathroom. All right, so there's a bathtub. There's a bathtub. My girl, she likes to use that. This is all my shit over here. Like I said, guys, it's already, I haven't been here for a week and it's already dirty. Got my MGTOW TV shirt on. Believe it or not, guys, the MGTOW TV shirt is actually from Printful. You know, the company that did this t-shirt that I'm gonna probably integrate into MGTOW TV for content creators, Printful, their headquarters are actually here. And God willing, I'm gonna go talk to them probably on Monday, Tuesday, just to feel them out. I think they're a based company, so we don't have to worry about them being, you know, lefty liberals, or MGTOW is bad. Now, I honestly don't like this pants because it kind of makes my thighs go out like this, you know? It's like, I know I have fat size, but they're not that fat to the point where they pop out like that, you know? So, yeah. Also, I'm wearing my shorts underneath this because I don't wear, I like to go kamikaze, if you know what I mean. So I'm wearing my shirt on, my shorts under this. Plus, not to mention, guys, I lost so much fucking weight. At one point, I was like 265, then Scamarona came 2 years ago. I got down to like 253, and then now I'm actually down to like 238. I walk like 5 kilometers a day, you know. Not bad for a toilet, you know. Even though it's a European toilet, guys, it does do the job when you have to flush it. So, hot water, no problem with water whatsoever. Got everything I need. Douche gel, like douche gel. I need to, you know what, let me clean it out. What the hell? Oh, you probably have to put a pad on it. Fuck it, who cares? That water will dry by itself. This is a bedroom. Obviously, guys, this is where I get my freak on with Yogi Obe's fine ass mom. Or bitch pills mom, if I'm in the mood for white meat. The balcony. You know, there's a cat that's going around. He was here like 5 minutes ago. He wanted to come into the house, but I'm like, hell no, I'm leaving, motherfucker. I don't have time for a cat to come in. Maybe he's outside somewhere. Where is that cat? Probably the neighbor's cat. That's fine. Maybe he's over there. I don't see him. Damn. Damn. That girl smokes like a chimney, man. You know, what is it with European women and fucking smoking, dude? It's like, is that like a cultural norm? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like 5 cigarettes in like 12 hours. Damn, that's bad. So this is a really comfortable bed, guys. It's really comfortable, man. Got some extra stuff up here if I need it. So for $650 or about 600 euros, this is not a bad... Yeah, for about 650 euros, this is not a bad place. That's what everybody... I'm sorry, not 600... No. 600 euros. 600 euros or $650. Everybody's telling me it's not a bad place at all. It also has a carport, meaning if I ever rent a car, I can park it here, obviously, for free. This is the garage opener. You know, this is the garage opener for it. And that's pretty much it, guys. So, with the exception of, you know, if there was a TV here, man, we can Netflix and chill if there was a TV here. But that's all right. We don't care. So, yeah, guys, this is it. I know it's messy. That's my fault. But it's a nice Airbnb. Like I said, it's 2.5 kilometers away from the city center. It's exactly an hour walk from the city center. Now, if you take the bus, okay, it's bus number 7. The bus stop literally is a stone throw away from this place, okay? And you take bus number 7, that comes every 20 minutes. So you can take bus number 7 all the way down to the city center, and it's gonna cost you about, the time is like 20 minutes, okay? Depending on the traffic, like if there is no traffic, it'll probably take you less than 20 minutes to get to the city center. If there is traffic, it can take, you know, 25 minutes to get to the city center. You know, look at my jacket, man. This was once a great leather jacket. I left it in my bins in the back. And of course, look at what happened to it, guys. Look what happened to it. You know. Oh, by the way, this is how European money looks like. For those of you who want to know. Where my damn bus pass at? Damn it, did I lose my bus pass? So this is how a $10 bill looks like, euro. I know Coach Bitchpill never saw any of this stuff because he's too low IQ to leave Australia. This is how a $50 bill looks like. I know it's upside down, but whatever, right? So this is like 60 euros. Let's see what else I wanted to show you. Where the fuck is that damn bus pass? Please don't tell me I lost a bus pass. Oh yeah, I know where it is. It's in my backpack. You know what? Let me show it to you. Let me show you my bus pass. Alright, so this is a bus pass, okay, guys? Okay, so, Now, this bus pass, you can either buy it on the app or you can buy it in person. Now, I am old school, so I prefer to buy in person. So this here, you can, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want to buy it on the app, you can do that. But if you want to buy it in person, you can buy this pretty much from anywhere. You can buy it at the airport. You can buy it from any of the supermarkets like Maxim and Neverseen. Yeah, they have their version of 7-Eleven, Remy. So, and I have to admit, the website they have for the bus system, the train system, where to buy shit is amazing, guys. You don't need a car here, to be honest with you guys. You don't need a car in Riga. If you're gonna stay in Riga, you don't need a car. And the reason behind it is that it will cost you more to park your car in Riga than to actually rent a car, you know. Every place in Riga is like €3 an hour to park your car. So why even bother having a car, man? You can also do Bolt, B-O-L-T. From here to the city center is like $5 or €5, which is like not even $6 with Bolt, you know. If I have a hot bitch with me and I don't want to take the bus and I want to flex on her, I'll use Bolt, you know, if I want to flex on the bitch. But other than that, the bus system is perfect for me. It takes 20 to 25 minutes depending on the traffic. And it's one way, you know. I don't have to get off and go somewhere on another bus. It's directly from literally in front of my house all the way to wherever I need to go in the city center. Now, you can get this pass for €1.50 for 90 minutes. You can get it for $8 for 3 days, €10 for 5 days, or €30 for a whole month. Okay, this one is good for a whole month, guys. I got this for a whole month because I'm gonna be here for a month. So this cost me €30, which is like what, €1 a day, you know, for this. And I get to go from my house all the way to downtown and back, and then I can pretty much, you know, go anywhere I want in Riga with this thing. And again, they do have a good app. Google Maps is actually quite accurate for it, so you can use Google Maps to like plan your trips. And their mobile apps are also available in English. Also, guys, English is widely spoken with the under 40 people, so you can speak English here with the people. It's not a problem at all. You know, they're not gonna look down on you because you don't learn their language. I mean, again, this is a country of like, what, 2 million people. Ain't nobody gonna learn fucking Latvian, you know, for 2 million people. So you can get by with English. Most things are written in Latvian. But also at the same time, like more of the finer upscale shit is in English as well. So you'll do fine. You'll do, if you know English, you'll do fine here. What else is I gonna tell you? Obviously, you need to get a transformer from 220 to 110. That's what I have over there for my laptop and for all the shit I have from America. I have a 220 transformer from 220 to 110. I think you guys can get yourself a transformer on Amazon for probably less than $10, you know. You want to get yourself one of those when you travel, especially if you go from America over to where they use 220, which is pretty much outside of Latin America. All the Latin American countries I've been to, whether it's Mexico or Colombia, they use what we use in America. So you don't need a transformer for America. But for Europe, Middle East, maybe even Asia, you need a transformer. And again, you can go online, get it for $10. Oh, another thing I wanted to show you. This thing over here. International driver permit. Okay, guys, if you guys remember when I went to Hungary 2 years ago with my car on the way back into Romania, the short sale security guard or fucking border patrol dude, he wouldn't let me pass into Romania with the car because he's like, oh, you need an international driving permit. And I'm like, really, dog? Really? He's like, yes, my country, my rules. Now, either you can go walking across the border or the car can go towed across the border, but you cannot go driving in car across the border. So what I ended up doing was I had to backtrack a little bit and find another border crossing, no problem whatsoever. So I don't blame the dude, man. He's like Yogi Ops short. He's like a 5'4" Hungarian dude. I don't blame him, you know. Other than wasting a little bit of my time and gas money, he's still gonna be 5'4" and I'm still gonna be 6'3". So joke's on him. But yeah, if you guys wanna play it safe, guys, get yourself this over here. International driving permit, you get that from AAA, and the fee is $20 for it, okay? Plus, they're gonna have to take pictures. They're gonna charge you for the picture, you know? Oh yeah, see? That was before I did the Japanese hair straightening the other day. So they're gonna charge you for the picture like $16. However, if you are a AAA member, you get this and the pictures for free. You know, if you're a AAA member. So I paid the $75, became a AAA member, you know. Why not have it, you know, in case my Benz breaks down on me, which probably is going to happen sooner or later. And let's see, what else do I have for you guys when it comes to, there it is, transferring money. All right, so here's the deal, okay? When it comes to transferring money, all right? So, okay. So, now, first and foremost, guys, before we get into transferring money, you are genuinely better off using your credit card or debit card making purchases here. Everything here is with, everybody here has debit card and credit cards. They use Visa, they use MasterCard. I don't think American Express is popular, so they use Visa, they use MasterCard. And if you have a debit card that has no foreign transaction fees, use that. For example, I got Chase, okay? Chase private client. I can use that anywhere in the world and I get no fees. No currency fees, no pulling out of the ATM fees. I honestly think you are probably better off first and foremost, you are better off using your debit card and credit card. I'm gonna show you my MasterCard, okay? Just make sure Coach Bitchpill doesn't try to get the numbers off of it. Knowing that creep, he probably will. Okay, so this is my Spirit MasterCard, okay? I get to use that flying Spirit Airlines. So this credit card, guys, it's a MasterCard. Believe it or not, it has no currency transaction fees. And the points I get, they go toward, you know, buying tickets, you know. I have close to 100,000 points on this card, believe it or not. Okay, I have a close to 100,000 points. So, you know, when I go to Colombia, I'm using some of my reward points. So, with this card over here, guys, It does two things for me. Number one, I get a better exchange rate. And number two, I get reward points. And number three, I don't have to worry about loose change or money falling out of my pocket or anything of that sort. So you guys, number one, you're better off using a credit card or a debit card with no transaction fees, no foreign currency exchanges. That way you'll be able to get the most out of your money. And again, if you have a credit card that has reward points, cash back, use that, okay? That's what I'm doing with my MasterCard. Now, when it comes to converting dollars to euros, you guys need to understand, man, when you go to any of these currency exchange places, they're gonna make money off of you, okay? Now, when I did this exchange, it was $95 for $100, okay? Now, what they did is that instead of doing the conversion to €95 for $100, they did the conversion to 92.5 euros for $100. Right off the bat, they made a little bit of money off of me, and then they charged me like a euro for their commission or whatever. You know, you guys out there who can understand this, they charged me a euro for this Maxa stuff, you know. So, and you guys need to understand, man, these guys, these currency exchange places, they need to make money. Because what the currency exchange does is that they take your money, they take your dollar bills, and then they go and they go to the bank. So the bank is going to give them the proper exchange rate. So if they give you the international proper exchange rate, then they don't make any money. So this is a form of usury, you know, kind of like what the dirty Jews did at the temple. That's why Jesus, you know, flipped over the table and ran after them with a broom, because they were taking your money and in exchange giving you less money while pocketing the difference, you know. And, you know, for you Muslim sales out there, man, who say, oh, Omar, you had a girl over last night, dude, everything we do is haram. This money exchange is haram. Everything we do is based in haram. Even the Prophet Muhammad said, everything we do today is tainted with haram. The thing is, do the least haram. Now, you guys are probably asking, yo, Omar, why you exchange your money when you're better off using your debit card to pull money out, and why are you using when you can use your MasterCard and get reward points, you know? Well, first of all, I kind of don't trust ATM machines. First of all, guys, if you don't go to an ATM machine at a gas station, okay? If you're gonna exchange the money, go to an ATM machine run by a freaking bank, okay? Don't go to an ATM machine at some casino or fucking some gas station. They're gonna rip you the fuck off, okay? In Mexico and in Colombia, I told you guys, if you're gonna exchange your money, if you're gonna pull out money from an ATM machine at a bank, they're gonna ask you in a very nice way to rip you off by accepting their conversion, which is a form of usury. You tell them you decline, okay? And when you decline, they'll give you the proper international market rate. So when I was in Romania, I also found this out in Romania as well, that they try to rip you off in a nice way by asking you, hey man, do you want to accept our conversion rate? 99 people will say yes, because if they hit decline, they think it's gonna not give them money. You know, that happened to me once. And then after that, you know, I was like, fuck that shit. I hit decline and then money came out. And then I went online. I'm like, wait a second. They actually gave me the money that I would have gotten based on the international exchange rate. So for you guys out there getting money from ATMs internationally, first of all, make sure you have an ATM debit card that doesn't charge you anything for withdrawals or currency exchange, like my Chase private card you saw a minute ago. Get the money from an ATM that belongs to a bank, not a fucking gas station. And always, always decline the bank's currency exchange. Now, another thing about exchanging money, okay, guys? I found this out the hard way here I'm in Latvia, okay? I found this out the hard way in Latvia. I also found it out the hard way in Mexico. All right, here's what you guys need to understand. Your dollar bills need to be perfect. If it's ripped, if it's torn, if it's haggardly, they're not gonna accept it, okay? Flat out, they're not gonna accept it. Listen, guys, I've been to the bank here I'm not here in America anymore, but I've been to the banks in America back in my cab driving days with money that's like missing, and like, for example, the entire corner up here would be missing. I'd go to the banks in America and be like, yo, man, a passenger gave me this. It's a legit note, but it's just fucked up. And, you know, the bank will take care of it because at the end of the day, it is a legit financial instrument, even though it's fucking cut, you know. I've had people tape up their money and give it to me. Again, it's all financially legitimate. At the end of the day, the banks, you know, they deal with the currency, with the Federal Reserve. At the end of the day, guys, this paper money, this is paper money. This has absolutely no worth whatsoever, you know. Once the US government says, yeah, we're doing crypto, we're not honoring dollar bills, this will not be good enough for you to, like, wipe your ass with it. Or maybe you probably can't blow your nose with it either. But, yeah, overseas, guys, if this is torn, ripped, taped, anything like that, they're simply not going to accept it. Also, if it has any markings on it, okay, I found this out the hard way, okay? If your US dollar has any sort of marking on it, okay? You know, at some places they have that pin that they go like this on the money, you know, they go like this on it, you know, they go like this on the money with the pin to make sure it's not fake. Well, guess what? You'll still be able to exchange that note. However, they will charge you a fee. That fee can either be a flat euro or a certain percentage point. So yeah, so when I went and I did the conversion yesterday, guys, okay? When I did this conversion yesterday, guys, I went to two currency exchanges and they wanted to charge me a surcharge for having a $100 bill with a marking on it. Now, you guys know me, I'm a dirty Jew. So I just walked around Latvia, or Riga to be exact, until I found a currency exchange that didn't ding me for having a freaking mark in my dollar bill. But had I accepted the surcharge for having a mark on my bill, I'd have gotten 89 euros or 90 euros instead of 92 and a half. You know, like Ben Franklin, who is on the $100 bill, said, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned. So even though I had to walk a little bit around Riga, which rhymes with nigga, I saved 2.5 pounds, which is good for me to buy, 2.5 pounds. You can buy a pastry with 2.5 pounds. You can buy some seasoning with 2.5 pounds. So even though it took me like an extra 15 minutes walking around town to find a currency exchange, that's not, it's called Money Express, by the way, guys. So if any of you guys out there want to do money exchange and you're in Latvia, go to Money Express. They don't need ID. They don't need anything of that sort. I don't walk around with my passport on me. I do it every now and then just to flex in front of women. That's why I walk around with the passport. But I have a picture of my passport on my phone. So in case I ever get stopped by the police, I'll be like, look, man, this is a passport. Here it is. You know, I'm sure you're police. You can go into the system and make sure it's me, but I'm not gonna walk around with my passport. You know, in Colombia, I will never ever walk around with a passport in Colombia, not in a trillion years. But here, guys, it's safe, okay? Latvia overall is a very safe country. So that's really pretty much I had for you guys here. If you wanna live good in Latvia, you need to be making $1,200 to like $1,500 a month, you know. If you're making $1,500 a month, guys, you'll be a baller in Latvia. You can actually live off $1,000 a month here in Latvia. It's gonna be like pretty much, you know, no play. Just food, housing, and really no play for $1,000. That's what I'm telling you, you know. If you were making $1,200 a month, you know, you might go to the pub every now and then, you know, maybe the movie theater. Maybe you'll go out to, you know, a nice place every now and then. But if you're making $1,500 a month here in Latvia, you are gonna be a baller. Also, another thing before I close out this video, if you ever want to eat authentic, quality, cheap food, go to a place called Lido, L-I-D-O. I'll be making a video about them later on, okay, guys? So Lido is like a brand name cafeteria, authentic Latvian food. And it's really cheap and it's really good. I mean, I ate a hearty meal the other day for under $9, man. Also, guys, follow me on Instagram under at Alpha Male Lifestyle instead of space. It's underscore because I have all my pictures of Latvia up on my IG. So it's Alpha Male Lifestyle instead of spaces underscore. So Alpha underscore Male underscore Lifestyle. You'll see all my pictures of Latvia and the bills I pay where I go on Instagram. All right, guys, I'll see you in another one. Peace.